And now this is a dictation for Michael Goodyear, G-O-O-D-Y-E-A-R, February 12th, 49, addresses a letter to Scott, S-C-O-T-T, Kastning, K-A-S-T-N-I-N-G-P-A-C, A47, it's actually A42, 1110. Dear Mr. Kastning, follow-up for Mr. Goodyear with advanced renal failure, last visit in October, comes accompanied with wife, with daughter and brother. He was visiting family members in Wisconsin, difficulty breathing, admitted to the hospital, treated as COPD, emphysema, hypoxemia, was on rehabilitation, has developed edema and evidence of ascites, no paracentesis was done, no heart attack, no stroke, no gastrointestinal bleeding, no blood transfusion, no dialysis. He's doing physical therapy 2 times a week at Grayling, G-R-A-Y-L-I-N-G, but very out of breath and very fatigued. He discontinued smoking on that admission. He's doing 2 liters of oxygen a night and inhalers, no purulent material hemoptysis, no chest pain palpitation, no gross orthopnea PND, sunlight headedness. He did receive the flu vaccine. He was positive for influenza A. Supposed to see Dr. Alkik, A-L-K-K-I-E-K cardiology, March 19. He's doing also fluid restrictions, looks like less than 50 ounces a day. Next paragraph, I review medications. I will highlight Norvasc, Enalapril, Jardiance, Lasix. Next paragraph, on physical exam. Today, blood pressure 142/72 on the right side. Lungs are clear. He comes in a walker with a seat. No pleural effusion, ralwises. Irregular reading AFib, which is chronic rate is less than 70. There is dullness, moderate distension, ascites, but no peritoneal signs. 3+ edema, bilateral, below the knees, normal speech, non-focal. In the hospital, echocardiogram, normal ejection fraction. There is, however, severe dilated right ventricle and decreased systolic function with moderate mitral regurgitation and a degree of pulmonary hypertension. Creatinine was initially high, 2.5 or worse. At the time of discharge, creatinine 2. Potassium in the low side, normal sodium. Elevated bicarbonate from diuresis, normal calcium, no gross anemia, normal white blood cells platelet. I did review all the extensive records that the family brought. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. PKD, stage 4, recent acute component at the time of COPD emphysema, exacerbation with respiratory failure hypoxemia, new findings for right-sided heart failure. We have a long discussion about what right-sided heart failure means, the presence of ascites, edema, the issues related to diuretics in these situations, high risk of pre-renal acute kidney injury from diuretics. Diuretics will not touch the fluid on abdominal cavity. At some point might require paracentesis. We are compromising with the use of Lasix for the time being, 40 milligrams in the morning, 20 milligrams 3 days a week in the afternoon. This could be adjusted up or down according to needs and side effects, complications like renal failure or electrolyte abnormalities. There are concerns that he might have also symptoms of sleep apnea that needs to be tested. Imperative that he do not go back smoking. Discuss with the patient and family the distinction of right-sided and left-sided heart failure. We will monitor chemistries in a monthly basis. All questions answered. This was prolonged visit. End of dictation.